What's to be done with the body of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev? It's in storage at a Worcester, Massachusetts funeral home. Protesters have condemned the home for even taking it. City leaders in Cambridge, where the Tsarnaevs lived, have refused to allow it to be buried there. More than 100 offers of burial plots have come in from the U.S. and Canada. But Peter Steffen, the funeral home director in Worcester, says the communities where those plots are located don't want Tsarnaev buried there. He says he spoke to Tsarnaev's mother, and she wants the body sent to Russia, but she told him Russia won't allow it.
It'd be great, ideally, if we could send him to Russia. But I'd have to have something from the State Department. Just get the proper paperwork.
So now what? Ray Madoff is a Boston College Law School professor and author of Immortality and the Law. Ray, we just heard the funeral home director say, I'd have to get some kind of, you know, the proper paperwork from the State Department. A lot of people are wondering, yes, there are terribly bruised feelings around this bombing suspect, but what is the responsibility of the state? What is the legal responsibility when there's a body that is part of a criminal investigation lying in a morgue?
You know, it's really interesting. The reason this problem is coming up this way is because the law governing bodies is a bit of a wasteland. There's very little rules governing the disposition of the body because the starting principle is this phrase, this Latin phrase, corpus nullius in bonis, which means the body belongs to no one. So we start off with this idea that nobody owns no one has a legal right to control a dead body. There's no abilities to control your dead body. And this, because of this, we don't have the laws in place that would normally answer these complicated questions.
Well, you cite an example. It's a completely different case, but when Anna Nicole Smith died suddenly, it was decided who owned the body?
Yeah, that was a really interesting case because there was competition among family members over where the body was going to be buried. And the court decided to give the decision-making authority to her newborn infant. And it's a sort of a crazy result, but it was the court's way of punting in this case. And it's because there's very little law there. If it involved her property, we'd have all sorts of elaborate rules that are designed to address a wide variety of situations. But when it comes to bodies, the law takes a hands-off approach.
Well, have you ever seen anything like this?
I have not. This is really really kind of a surprising case because it's not as if this is the first evildoer to die. I mean, this is happening unfortunately, this has been a recurring thing in our history where we have people who have done really horrible things and they die and their bodies need to be disposed of. And the law seems to have handled it, or the society seemed to have handled it. So this is a very unusual case indeed.
Well, we're reminded everybody is bringing up the story of John Wilkes Booth, who, of course, assassinated Abraham Lincoln, and his body apparently traveled around on a train for a while because nobody wanted it. He's in an unmarked grave in a Baltimore cemetery. Timothy McVeigh's ashes were scattered.
Yeah. I think that part of the thing that makes this story a little bit more complicated, or this situation, is the fact that Muslim burial practices do not allow for cremation. And if you cremate a body, then it's much easier to dispose of ashes in a way that's not going to create some form of a permanent shrine. So it makes this case a little bit more challenging.
Well, and people asked about that on our Facebook page. And why can't he be cremated like Timothy McVeigh? That's the answer right there. But, you know, again, a little more about what further complicates this case as opposed to Adam Lanza, the accused Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter, killed 26 people, buried privately in an undisclosed cemetery. Why isn't that possible here? Why isn't it? Go ahead.
Right. I think that really should have been possible. And I think that maybe part of the problem was that once this story went viral, once it became such a public statement that Cambridge refused to bury him in Cambridge, then it made it a much more difficult thing for any cemetery to say that they were going to accept him for burial. Now, I understand that a number of cemeteries have come forth and have offered. Some of them, of course, are out of state. It seems highly unusual to me that there wouldn't be a place that would receive his body.
Well, you say there's this standing principle that no one owns the body belongs to no one, but what about another legal question? Is it legal to say you can't be buried in our town. Obviously, towns are doing it, and they're saying it's because many reasons. They don't want to disturb the other deceased that are there, you know, with perhaps the hordes of just tourists who might come. I mean, the truth is that there are very evil people buried across the country, and 100 years from their crime, their burial spots have become tourist destinations.
Yes.
But they're worried in the present moment that it could be desecrated, it could bother the other families of deceased in the plot, or it could be made into a shrine to what this horror that he's accused of doing.
Absolutely. And so it's certainly understandable.
But is it legal?
Right. Well, the truth is there is no right to be buried in any particular place. There is a separate issue if a cemetery were to decide that they were going to not allow certain classes, certain protected classes of people from being buried. They were going to discriminate against blacks or Jews or some group. Then that would be a different case because you would have you might have a claim for some form of public accommodation that you're not allowed to discriminate. But that's a protection for a particular group. Yeah. And that's different than saying that everybody has a right to be buried wherever they choose to be buried.
Well, as to his going back to Russia, Tamerlan Tsarnaev held a passport from the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan. His remains, therefore, can't be sent to Russia, according to a lawyer for the parents, that there's a legal problem there. But look, the New York Times says that after the funeral home director, Peter Steffen, asked for help from Massachusetts and federal officials, the Times says the response was, well, they tossed around responsibility for the burial like a hot potato. Our governor, Deval Patrick, said it was up to the family. We got in touch with Congressman Jim McGovern's office. He represents the Worcester, where the body now is. He says they're trying to resolve the issue. But at a certain point, when there is a dead body, does the state have a responsibility, either legal or, in your mind, ethical, to do something?
Certainly something is going to have to be done with the body. But I think that Governor Patrick is right that it's really the responsibility of the family to decide what they want to do with the body. And this is really a problem that's facing the family. Now, if the family were to come forth and say, we need your help, we can't find any place, you know, can you come help us? Then certainly as a matter of politics, I suspect that the governor's office would be involved in trying to find a place for the burial of the body. But the body will not go unburied.
Yeah. And you tell us, you remind us that in the history of the country, imposing punishment on a dead criminal used to include not just executing him, but afterwards desecrating the body.
Yes. And that's a really interesting change to what's going on right now, because in fact that was quite common, and so in a way it seems like there's a call back to doing just that type of thing.
But people are searching for a way out.
And, absolutely.
So we'll keep watching the story. Ray Madoff, a Boston College Law School professor. And we would love to hear your thoughts at hereandnow.org. Lively conversation going on Facebook. It's a tough one. Where should the body of the Boston bombing suspect go? Professor Madoff, thanks so much for your help.
Thanks for having me.
Take a break. Back in a minute. Here and Now.